According to the South African Institute of Professional Accountants, the proposed inclusion of professional accountants into a schedule of the Financial Intelligence Center Act makes them accountable institutions, will have major repercussions for the accountancy industry. I spoke to Faith Ngwenya from SIPA about it.
Financial Intelligence Center is aiming to incorporate because currently the accountable institution excluded the professional accountant. So what they are now proposing, it is to include professional accountants as accountable institutions. And if that bill obviously goes through, it will require professional accountants to comply with all the requirements that the accountable institutions have to comply with. We are happy with that. We actually do not have a problem with that, because over the years, as an accountant, you still have an obligation of reporting any suspicious transactions, particularly where they involve a cash transaction exceeding 25,000 rand and any other suspicious activity that you might be from your client. But because they were not really obligated in terms of the FICA Act, whilst you don't think it was happening, but it might have been one of those things that I would do, is glaring at me. But becoming an accountable institute then requires you to look out for that and report on it. So we do believe that it is going to move the country to a level where such transactions are reported at a larger scale than they are currently, and you have got a number of people that are really the eyes of the law as they deal with these businesses on a day-to-day basis. The one area that we have concerns on, it is on the expansion of these to obviously include, because the next level, the FIC is still consulting with affected parties. This is to the affected parties. So the first was just approaching the professional accountancy body, and we had that engagement last year. And at the beginning of this year, then they had one where they are now looking at any person who deals with trust account or trust, and what they call creation or registration of companies, closed corporations, or any of the legal entities. And that is where we have our concerns, because the way that they have defined the person to be included as an accountable institute, they say, for example, it's any person who assists a client in the planning, execution, buying, or selling of immovable property. Now, that's very broad. If you are talking about a person that is assisting in the creation, operation, management of a company, a closed corporation, or a trust, that also is very broad, especially since the Act that deals with these areas, since the Companies Act, for example, it does not require that a professional accountant should perform these services. Any person can assist in registering a company or in creation of a company, in managing a company, in operating a company. So what we are seeing here is that with all the requirements of being an accountable institute, which will now fit with us as professional bodies, where, for example, if we have members that operating in this area, we will require that they comply with all the requirements of the FICA regulation. What about somebody that has assisted in the creation of a company, but they are not an accountant? So that person is not necessarily brought into the same, whilst the Act says they need to comply, but they don't know about their compliance requirements. So that is where we really are saying they need to be very clear as to who exactly are they including in this accountable institution. If they want any person as the regulation, the draft regulations are at the moment, to be included, then we need to revisit the legislation referred to in those jobs that they include, that person must obviously belong to a professional body, so that there could be accountability. The other one is on the compliance requirements for a reportable institution. That as an accountable institution, you must have a compliance officer, your staff must be trained, and a number of other things that are stated as the requirement. So we feel that if if these requirements are going to be on all professional accountants by virtue of them being roped into the accountable institution without looking at the size of that entity, because practitioners, you have got a one-man practice because they might just be assisting on tax, because tax has been identified as one of those areas which are prone to money laundering and also the financing of terrorist activities, or where you find a lot of this, what the FIC is trying to avoid happening. So if, for example, I'm a tax practitioner, and by virtue of being a tax practitioner and being a professional accountant, I'm now an accountable institute, but it's just one person. I work on a very small scale. I might not even have clients that obviously might be in that particular area where they could be entering into money laundering and all of that. So am I now required to comply with all the requirements? We have a compliance officer. So I myself must be a compliance officer. I must also train myself and make sure. So it really might be too demanding on the small businesses. So there needs to be rethinking as to who exactly is being brought into this accountable institution. I think a bit more than what the FIC is proposing currently.
From your understanding at this point, is it still open to engagement so that everybody's on the same page with regards to what's needed, or are you yet to discuss with everyone that handles the FIC?
At the moment, they had issued the draft regulations for comment. I think the deadline was the 8th of March. So they will then review the comments that have been received and will ultimately come out with the regulation. So I'm not sure whether they will hold public hearings on those, or will they just work on it within themselves and come up with the regulations thereafter. In some cases, they do open it to the public for public hearings over and above the written submissions that have been done, but we're not sure whether they are going to do that, because in other cases, regulations really do not go through the tedious processes as the Act will actually go through. So we hope that there is still time to engage, or they will consider the submissions that have been made and either revisit or try and be more explicit if they come out, because I believe that now they are pressed for time. The regulations have been, in fact, the amendment to the Act, which was passed last year, and the regulations have been in work in progress for a very long time. So they now need to bring it to finality. I think also in the light of what is happening worldwide as far as your anti-money laundering issues are concerned.
That is Faith Ngwenya from SIPA. For the full interview, you can go to the Money website. That's it from me, Nastasia Aronson, and the rest of the Money Web team. Good night.